Welcome back to hour number two of this week's The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, and I strive to bring you the latest and greatest in Canadian music and more. I think we've been doing a pretty good job over the first hour. Hopefully you've been enjoying the likes of Michael Feuerstack, Zach Kraus, Hooded Fang, Wayne Hansen, The Tontos, and We Are Wolves. Whole bunch of great stuff here piled up, ready to go for the next hour. So sit back, relax, stay tuned. If for any reason you might have a request that you'd like to hear, you can give me a call live during the program Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. by giving the booth a call at 506-648-5925. I've been giving you some longer listens to different records this week. We heard three tracks from Hooded Fang, Wayne Hansen, and The Tontos, and going to keep on going in that vein a little bit. Sometimes I like to, sometimes it's fun to mix it up and just play a song at a time, but sometimes it's nice to just let a record play for, 10 minutes or so, just to give you a bit of a sense of some new Canadian music that's out there that you could be an owner of. The brand new record that we're going to hear from right now is from Young Galaxy. Young Galaxy and Studios Dan Lisvic teamed up for 2011's Shapeshifting. And that collaboration apparently went so well that the Canadian band once again recruited the Swedish producer to helm their new album, which is entitled Ultramarine and drops next week on April 23rd. According to Exclaim, and they're right about the album, it isn't a huge departure from Shapeshifting since it carries a similarly icy, rhythmic, and synth-heavy sound. We're going to play the first three tracks from this new record. You're going to hear tracks called Pretty Boy, Fall for You, and New Summer. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
That was a preview of the new Young Galaxy album Ultramarine, which comes out next week on April 23rd. You heard three tracks, the first three tracks that start the record, called Pretty Boy, Fall for You, and New Summer. You're listening to The Mixtape, and we're going to move on to Toronto indie country folk band Beams, who released their debut record on May 14th. It's called Just Rivers and was produced by Peter J. Moore, who's worked with Cowboy Junkies and Oh Susanna, and features banjo-toting singer-songwriter Anna Murniex, backed by Mike Duffield on drums, Heather Mazhar on vocals, Keith Hamilton on the musical saw, probably the greatest musical instrument of all time, Dave Hamilton on mandolin, Craig Moffat on bass, and Martin Crawford on lap steel. And according to their press release, the band's lush vocal harmonies and layers of melody often belly the disquieting and sinister aspect of Anna's lyrics. We're going to hear the lead track from the record called Be My Brother.
I'll sit alone in the corner, two steps away from the border. I'll give you bread and water if you'll pretend to be my brother.
To build a home out of shit.
That was a track from Grander's new EP called Wreck of a Smile. You heard a track called Grand Prize Drawl. And starting off that set was Be My Brother by Beams from their brand new record by the Toronto indie country folk band called Just Rivers, coming out on May 14th. We're going to move on to another new record, this one from Halifax's A.A. Wallace, who was previously the frontman of indie rock band Sleepless Nights. But for the past 3 years, he's been making a name for himself in the world of electronic music. Next month, he'll be finally releasing his debut full length entitled Disambiguation through Acadian Embassy, who are a pretty cool label, who you might know for groups such as Rain Over St. Ambrose and Quiet Parade. The 8-track collection was recorded on a laptop in a bedroom that, ironically, according to A. Wallace, lacked a bed. He reportedly used everything from broken toys to found sound samples, and a press release explains the result is a dance including new disco album, a dance inducing, not including, I should say, about alienation and failure that takes its cues from French house, chill wave, and do-it-yourself electro. We're going to hear the closing 3 tracks from this record. They're called Lipstick and Stethoscopes, Temporal Suspension, and This Can Heal. We'll be right back.
direction is out of reach. I don't believe that a massive collision is all we need to prove that we're alone. There's nothing where we're gone, so we should fight the future, cause it's so impressionable. I don't believe that the latest wave can kill who came before. I don't believe that a cat box mask can change the world, cause I'm 100%, but I'm the first to admit that there's something secret that's too heavy to forever keep it. I don't believe that the subatomic transference is me cannot be applied to more complex structure in my days, because we're in one place, separated by space. We seem so far away from me, and that's the most tragic thing. I don't believe that the truth exists in solid black and white. I don't believe there's a difference between the day and night. As far as evil goes, it keeps me on my toes. But there's good in there somewhere, you just have to wanna believe. I don't believe in anything that does not believe in me. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in anything that does not believe in me. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe that we'll be crushed by the impending crunch. I don't believe that any sun is fuel enough to burn all red, gold, and blue. There's not a thing we can do to keep our bodies and minds alive longer than they were programmed to. I don't believe the unseen pentagonal expanse. I don't believe smart-ass design proves a plan, cause there are gaps in between that from our room can't be seen. Without electron microscopes or biblical iconography, I don't believe in anything that does not believe in me. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in anything that does not believe in me. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in anything that does not believe in me. I don't believe in anything that does not believe in me. was just the other day. Tired and restless like a young girl's heart that lives in pictures on a lobby card.
That was This Can Heal, preceded by Temporal Suspension and Lipstick and Stethoscopes, the closing three tracks on A.A. Wallace's debut new record, Disambiguation. Got about one track left for you. Now you might be thinking there's 20 minutes left, but it's a real good one. It's a lengthy one, but it's a real good one. We have a fantastic new record in the studio today that arrived in the mail yesterday. It is Colin Stetson's new album called New History Warfare Volume 3 To See More Light, and it is the final installment in his trilogy of solo albums and is described as Stetson's most ambitious song cycle to date, again recorded live in single takes with a wide array of microphone positions and again mixed by groundbreaking producer Ben Frost. Colin's membership in Bon Iver over the past 2 years has also led to vocal contributions from Justin Vernon for this record, who appears on four songs with a diverse approach on each and whose voice constitutes the only overdubbing on the album. And the vocal contributions are not what you would expect. When I first heard that Bon Iver, or Justin Vernon from Bon Iver, was going to be involved in his new record, I was just like, oh, that's going to be, you know, maybe not something I'm that into, you know, someone singing over top of Colin Stetson's fairly avant-garde and experimental saxophone work, but it definitely blends in. It's lots of screaming and yelping and not what you would expect from Justin Vernon, that's for sure. So yeah, keep an open mind. The record's 15-minute centerpiece is the title track, To See More Light, and it's the longest piece Stetson has yet recorded and possibly the heaviest, a tour de force of swirling arpeggiation, continuously breathing, pumping valves, and vocalizations through the reed of the horn that gives way to a tremendous screaming seesawing dirge through the song's final movement. And that is the song that we're going to conclude the program with today. I've really been enjoying this record. I listened to it about three times today, but also already generally a fan of Colin Stetson and a lot of the work put out on Constellation Records. Definitely pick this up if you're a fan of Colin Stetson or just pretty wacky music in general. Here is To See More Light. Thanks so much for listening. You've been listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, CFMH, live every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. My name is Brian Cleveland. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoa.